From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Debt-racked Greece asked its European neighbors for a new three-year bailout Wednesday, pledging to immediately implement tax and pension reforms. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told the European Parliament in Strasbourg that Athens would produce a new concrete proposal by Thursday to meet the demands of European leaders who've grown weary of Greece's debt crisis. With his country's banks near collapse and running out of cash, Mr. Tsipras said he is confident of meeting an end-of-the-week final deadline European leaders have given him to reach a bailout deal. The EU leaders called a new summit for Sunday, telling Greece there would be a decision then on a new Greek bailout, or Athens would likely exit the 19-nation euro currency bloc if no agreement could be reached. Russia has vetoed a draft UN resolution condemning the 1995 massacre at Srebrenica during the Bosnian War as an act of genocide. The UN Security Council vote was 10-1. Four Security Council members, Angola, China, Nigeria, and Venezuela, abstained. British Ambassador Peter Wilson says his country was outraged by Russia's veto. Russia's actions tarnishes the memory of all those who died in the Srebrenica genocide, Wilson said. Russia will have to justify its behavior to the families of over 8,000 people murdered in the worst atrocity in Europe since the Second World War. Two international courts have called the Bosnian Serb slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys at a UN enclave protected by Dutch troops a genocide. This is VOA News. The New York Stock Exchange halted all trading midway through its Wednesday session. Exchange officials said a technical issue forced the suspension of trading. Before trading was stopped at 11:30 a.m. in New York, key U.S. indexes were down a bit more than 1%. Analysts said worries about China's slowing economic growth and stock market troubles worried some investors. The head of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the government agency that supervises and regulates financial markets, said experts were monitoring the situation closely. Security Chief Mary Jo White noted that all stocks listed on the main New York Exchange continue to trade normally through other trading venues or marketplaces. As Iran and world powers move towards a possible nuclear deal, Saudi Arabia faces drastic geopolitical shifts. Analysts say lifting sanctions on Iran could greatly increase competition for oil sales and have other far-reaching consequences for the kingdom. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from the talks in Vienna.
Saudi Arabia and Iran are not friends, and Saudi Arabia is increasingly nervous about a possible nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, led by longtime Saudi ally, the United States. Gulf State Analytics co-founder Giorgio Caffiero says Saudi Arabia has a lot to lose.
Saudi Arabia views the slowly improving relationship between the U.S. and Iran as a grave threat to the kingdom's own interests.
The U.S.-Saudi alliance is partially based on a shared fear of Iran, he says. If going forward, Saudi Arabia and the U.S. no longer share that fear, he says, the kingdom and its allies in the Gulf believe their value to Western security will diminish over time. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vienna.
Chinese stocks continued to tumble Wednesday, prompting Beijing to warn of a panic sentiment by investors and unveil a series of desperate new measures to stop the three-week slide. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index closed down nearly 6%, while the Shenzhen Composite Index slid 2.5%. When Pope Francis addresses the U.S. Congress in September, his remarks will be broadcast live to crowds gathered on the National Mall outside the Capitol. Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, announced Wednesday that unusual special arrangements are being made for the Pope's speech to the American political leadership, the first time the head of the Catholic Church has been invited to address Congress. The visit of Pope Francis to the U.S. Capitol is a historic moment for the country, Boehner said, adding the Pope is expected to discuss issues including abortion, immigration, and climate change. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.